From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. It's Wednesday, which means it will be time for our Dr. Roundtable. However, we want to first get to the Boise School District elections. They were held yesterday for 5 of the 7 seats on the Board of Trustees. And something that used to be a rather sleepy kind of election, well, it's changed dramatically, thanks to issues like COVID-19, critical race theory, and book banning in school libraries. So we decided to invite Kevin Richard, he is senior reporter and blogger with Idaho Education News, to come on today and give us the results of last night's election and also talk about what this means for the future. Kevin, it is always good to have you on the show.
Hey, Gemma, how are you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Kevin, let's just start with the basics. Who won last night?
Yeah, so it was kind of a stay-the-course election, except where it wasn't. So like you mentioned, we had the 5 trustee races on the ballot, 5 incumbents on the ballot. 4 of them won pretty easily. Beth Oppenheimer, Dave Wagers, Andy Haas, and Elizabeth Langley all won by comfortable margins, were leading throughout the night. None of those races were ever in any serious doubt as the numbers rolled in between 8 o'clock last night, and I guess it was about 1 a.m. By the time the final numbers came through, I'd given up for the night. I figured I'd catch up on the numbers the next morning. But we did have one change, and a pretty interesting change. Shiva Rajbhandari, who is a senior at Boise High School, who's been active in political circles, is kind of a student activist and a student advocate. He won his race, a head-to-head race against Steve Schmidt, who is an appointed member of the school board. He'd been on the board for a little bit less than a year. Rajbhandari won with 56% of the vote. It was not a squeaker. It was not a landslide. And it was a fairly solid victory. And that's the one change we'll see on the board.
Kevin, were you surprised by that particular race and who came out the victor?
Not terribly. You know, we were kind of talking about it in-house yesterday, and I kind of said to my colleagues, I would not be surprised if Rajbhandari won for a couple of reasons. First of all, and I want to say this in a way that doesn't sound patronizing, because Rajbhandari is an 18-year-old, he's a high school senior. He's obviously super intelligent, super ambitious, super engaged. He ran a very smart campaign. He ran a very traditional mainstream campaign. He got endorsements. He got folks like former Supreme Court Justice Jim Jones, Lisa Sanchez, Boise City Council member, Jimmy Halliburton, Boise City Council member, John Gannon, a legislator from the Boise bench, very prominent endorsements. He raised a good deal of money for a school board election. He did what you would expect a smart, sophisticated candidate for local office to do in terms of campaigning. This wasn't some high school kid getting his or her name on the ballot on a lark. He was in it to win. So I was not terribly surprised, because he ran a smart campaign that other local candidates would do well to emulate. And Steve Schmidt, down the stretch, the whole blowback over the Idaho Liberty Dogs and their endorsement, I think it really, really had an effect on him and the outcome last night.
Let's talk a little bit more about that, Kevin. I mean, this was a real controversy. And this was Steve Schmidt being endorsed by the group, as you mentioned, the Liberty Dogs. But my understanding is that Schmidt never denounced that that endorsement.
Yes, he had a very tortured process in terms of reacting to the endorsement. And let's backtrack on who all the Liberty Dogs endorsed. So they endorsed 4 challengers. And Schmidt was the one incumbent that they endorsed. And both Schmidt and one of the challengers, Neil Mercer, came out afterwards and said, neither of them sought the endorsement. Mercer went so far as to say he didn't accept their endorsement. Schmidt did not go that far, to my knowledge, and I could be wrong, and I may have missed it somewhere along the way. He never full-on denounced the endorsement, and I think that really hurt him. You know, I was struck, a PAC that was supporting the incumbents last week withdrew their endorsement of Schmidt over the Liberty Dogs endorsement. And Colin Nash, who is the treasurer for this PAC, Colin Nash, who's also a legislator, made a really, I thought, really pointed comment about why this group withdrew its endorsement. Nash said, the Liberty Dogs are the very reason school trustees are resigning. Their brand of politics, their brand of activism, their confrontational approach, that's the very reason that school boards are having trouble hanging on to trustees. It's such a such an in-your-face brand of politics that people are leaving, leaving school boards. And to accept an endorsement from a group like that that is engaging in those kind of tactics is just, it was just a bridge too far for his group. So I think it really hurt Schmidt because, you know, let's face it, Gemma, you know, I watch school boards. Most voters don't watch school boards. Mm-hmm. So I think the sum total of what a lot of people knew about Steve Schmidt, who'd been on the board for less than a year, was the Liberty Dogs endorsement. That's certainly not the full story of who Steve Schmidt is and how he approached the job. It couldn't possibly be the full story. You know, it's not fair, but politics isn't always fair. That's what people were left with. And in this kind of critical moment in the campaign, Schmidt's reaction to the Liberty Dogs endorsement obviously didn't work for a lot of voters. And I think it was a definite factor in what we saw last night.
So Kevin, with, frankly, I guess one change to the Board of Trustees, do you see this election changing the direction of the board at all? And also with that said, I mean, yes, a high school student was elected. He is a senior. It is a 2-year term. So we'll see what happens after high school graduation and where this individual may end up going to college. I mean, this it could be a 1-year term, frankly.
Well, that's a good question. I guess that's an open question. So shameless promotion here. I'm efforting to get Shiva Rajbhandari on my podcast this week. I'm hoping to talk to him on Thursday and air the podcast on Friday. And you know, no surprise, I think it's one of the questions I want to ask him is, okay, how is all of this going to work? You're a high school senior. How are you going to juggle your academic life and your political life? So, I don't think I'm tipping off one of my questions too much, but
right.
As for the board in general, I think this was enough of a stay the course election that I wouldn't expect big changes in the way the Boise School Board operates. I mean, obviously, it's going to be basically the same school board with one change. One thing that was interesting though, Gemma, I had the chance to talk to Beth Oppenheimer, who was one of the incumbents who was reelected last night. And I asked her, okay, you know, how is this, what changes, if anything changes? And she made a point that we heard a lot in this campaign, the idea of, does this board do enough to listen to parents? Does this board do enough to listen to its community? That was a big theme from the challengers. That was a big talking point from the challengers. They just felt like this board was operating in a vacuum. And they promised as challengers to try to change that. And even one of the incumbents, Elizabeth Langley, said basically the same thing. We haven't listened as well as we should. We have to do more. And when I talked to Oppenheimer this morning, she said, yeah, we need to do better. We're doing a lot of different things. What can we be doing that's different? What can we be doing that engages people more? Because at the end of the day, you want the engagement of the citizenry as you do the job of public policy. You want to work with your constituents and you want to listen to your constituents more, especially coming out of an election like this where the turnout was, relatively speaking, pretty high.
And that's what I want to talk about next, Kevin, is this election turnout, because maybe more than who got elected, is the story is how many people turned out to vote. We normally don't see this level of people coming out for any school board election. So Kevin, I wonder, you know, why are we seeing such a heavy turnout? I mean, is it almost in response to these groups like the Liberty Dogs, right? Is it a response to what we've seen across the country with these more radicalized groups coming in and trying to take over school boards?
Well, first, let's slow the roll a little bit here. I mean, this was not amazing turnout, but it was amazing by right. Boise school election turnout. We had almost 20,000 votes cast on this election. That translates roughly to maybe 18-19% turnout. That's mm-hmm. not awesome turnout, but it is definitely right. better. 2 years ago, we had 6% turnout. So it's definitely trending in the direction of voter engagement. You want to see that. That's a good thing. As to why, I think you hit all the points. I mean, 2 years of pandemic and 2 years of pandemic protocols and issues like critical race theory and claims of indoctrination and what we saw in Napa with the book bans. I mean, all of those issues, all of those hot button topics, I think made people pay more attention to this school board election in Boise because school board elections around the state and around the country have gotten more scrutiny. So, yeah. Is this a flashpoint? Is this just a fluke where we have, you know, this kind of interest in a school board election? I kind of hope not. I kind of hope that people care more about school board elections going into the future because school boards make some really important decisions. I mean, they hire and fire school superintendents. They negotiate with teachers' unions. They make decisions like decisions about curriculum and mm-hmm. library materials, as we've obviously seen in Napa. I mean, while these are unpaid positions, they're really important positions. And they really affect what's happening with kids and their education.
Well, and before I let you go, Kevin, I mean, I think that's the whole issue, right? Is that, you know, we're like, oh my gosh, there was so much to voter turnout. As you said, it was about 20%. Yes, that's much better than 2 years ago at that 6%. But will that trend continue? Do you have any tidbits of information, anything like that, that makes you think that, okay, maybe these sleepy elections are a relic of the past, as you stated in an article that you wrote. Because in a lot of ways, school boards have more control over your child's education than, frankly, the legislature does. They just kind of dole out the money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is where, you know, the legislature is kind of the policy-making arm of this, but school boards are the administrative arm of education policy at the local level, and they have a great deal of say over what is actually happening in classrooms. And, you know, let's face it, you've had me on so many times when we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. We're at a very critical point in education in Boise and Idaho and the nation after everything that's gone on the past couple of years. We know students need to catch up. We know students lost learning along the way, and we know we have to figure out how to make up that ground. If this kind of voter engagement can be brought to bear on strategies and solutions that help kids make up their ground and come out of this thing on the other side, we're all better off for that.
Kevin, as always, I want to thank you for your reporting and for coming in after quite a long night and talking to us about the results of this election.
Anytime, Gemma. Short night, sleep, long night, doesn't matter to me. Anytime.
Well, we always appreciate it. We've been talking with Kevin Richard, senior reporter and blogger with Idaho Education News, discussing the results of yesterday's Boise School Board election.